From the studios of WMAA-FMHD, welcome to another edition of How You're Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guest, and not of WMAA-FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. And now, here's your host, Dr. Nanette and Keith Funderburk.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. I am Dr. Nanette Funderburk, your resident psychotherapist, and as always, I've got with me today,
Dr. Funderburk, this your boy, your main man. Look, Dr. Funderburk, it's been a rough week.
What? What are you talking about?
Because I've been trying to dig out of the snow. You know,
you dig out of the snow?
Look, I'm digging out the snow now. Now, just because I picked up the phone and call somebody.
Oh my goodness.
Have to open the door.
Oh my goodness.
No, but of course I did make you a snowman, so It's all good. Of course, Dr. Funderburk, I'm back, which I give you a name every week. But you know, man, for the first time right here on How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburks, the guest gave me a name.
That's right. Last week, our guest last week was Mr. Cleveland Finch, and he came in. He said, look at here.
That is.
Look at here. I'm giving the names this time. So
look at that.
He gave you a name. Do you remember what your name was?
Mr. Do Right.
Close.
Okay, what was it?
Mr. Get It Right.
Get it right. Get it right.
Yeah.
I'm about to do it like a little rap. Get it. Get it right. Okay, that don't work. Okay. No. All right. So, Mr. Cleveland, in the history of How You Living.
So he's making history again.
Making history again.
Because he said, he was so great last week that we were like, okay, this story is not finished.
No,
so we've brought him back. We're gonna tell you again, you know, just a little bit about who he is, but we got to let him come on in and tell you what my name is. He said, I'm coming in and giving you a name this week, Doc.
Okay, hey, Cleve, do what you do. What you got for us?
What's my name?
So your name is Dr. Help Me to Help You.
I love it.
Oh,
that's
goodness.
Right.
Help me.
Help me to help you. That's right. I'm Dr. Help Me to Help You.
Oh,
look
man.
At here. Look at here, Mr. Get It Right. Help me to help you. Man. Okay.
I thought you were going to break out and like, look, say my name.
Oh, my goodness.
Help me.
Stop it.
To help you.
Stop it. Stop it. I love it.
So, look, Dr. Fernando, so we are back. We got Cleveland Fence, a.k.a. Cleve.
That's
man,
right.
Cleve is back, y'all. And as he was telling his story last week, Dr. Funderburk.
Powerful.
Powerful. This, you know, I titled this particular show, Life After Life. Yeah.
What made you title it that?
You know, and Cleve, you can, you know, again, give us a from your perspective. But Cleveland, man, been in and out, in his words, in and out of prison. For over 20 years.
He said, I think last week he said 11 times.
Yes.
And you know what, Cleveland, you know, and I think when you and I, we were offline and we were just, you know, talking in my office, you know, one of the biggest experiences that we often hear about prison life, jail life, is that men or individuals might be raped.
Right.
And that happened to you. Right there on day one.
Right.
Man, I mean, what does that do to a man, a woman? But a black man, a strong black man. Mm-hmm. What does that, how did they make you feel that day, brother?
It, wanting to commit suicide. I didn't understand the pain and the hurt. You know, the physical part of it, but the most dangerous part was the mental. And, you know, when you are a young black man and there's a lot of stereotype where, you know, we strong.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We strong. You know, you're a real man. You strong. You don't cry. But it was nice that I cried and questioned my sanity. Mm. Like, you know, what did I do to deserve this? Or is this punishment for how I treated people, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it was a big mental thing, you know, and it made me fear of crowds. Mm. So
you said fear crowds?
Right. Mm. Being in a crowd.
Yeah.
And so what it taught me, and I do this today, I can drive up to where I work at. Mm-hmm. Soon as I hit the driveway, I done scanned the whole front of the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I go to Walmart, I done scanned the whole front of the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And because it puts you at the time, you know, being a 21, 18 and getting out of 21 and you don't understand, you don't know who to go to, because mm-hmm. back then ain't nobody talking about that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, you know, they ain't talking about that. They ain't saying, hey, bro, I think you're dealing with something mental.
Yeah. And that I'm sorry to interrupt, but that right there mm-hmm. was a classic. One of the things that we look for in diagnosing post-traumatic stress disorder. That's absolutely that hypervigilance is what that was.
Hypervigilance.
So, mm-hmm. Okay, so what he was talking about.
Yeah, I'm like, what's that about?
But I mean, just what he said, he hits the parking lot and he's scanning immediately. That's like, I'm looking to see, is there a threat? Mm. And mm-hmm. so that's a way of protecting yourself. Uh-huh. Yeah, so absolutely, that's exactly what that was. And that's exactly what was going on with you. But you're a survivor.
Man, but you know, right. and it's so interesting, though, for black men. I remember an old movie back in, Denzel was in. I can't remember the name mm-hmm. of the movie, but it's all good.
We wouldn't say it anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it. I mean, I'm not promoting the movie. But what I am saying, it was a movie, and he had that one tear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he was being beaten. I think it was a movie with black soldiers or something, and they were being beaten.
Mm-hmm.
But Cleve, you know, it's something about, you know, brothers. They end the system, right? And it's just amazing the amount of emotion, you know, that happens. Dr. Funderburk, I know, again, this, you know, what Cleveland was experiencing, it wasn't a new thing. But at the time he was going through that thing, man, this thing is rough. What do you think, Doc? What you got?
Absolutely. It was rough. You know, Cleve, what did you have to do emotionally just to survive that, you know, day to day?
Well, I got into culinary school.
Oh, okay. Culinary. Okay, I didn't know that.
You know, I went and I signed up for something to activate my mind, because, you know, I'm an 18-year-old. You know, we got wild thoughts running.
Yeah.
So after that, I needed to concentrate. See, I'm a strong-minded person, and mm-hmm. so I needed to concentrate on something besides mm-hmm. the hurt and the mental. So I was, you know, I learned that, this happened.
Mm-hmm.
Now you need to get into a solution. And so I read, a psychiatrist gave me a book called, and this book carried me through the 11 times that I went to prison.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to name the book because I don't want
to. Go ahead. What you got? Go ahead and give it to me.
Okay. Who moved my cheese?
That look. Mm-hmm. Spencer, I think it's Spencer Johnson.
You will see yourself in that book.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of them four characters.
That's mm-hmm. right. And it's so, you know, simple, isn't it?
Yeah.
The book itself.
I done read that book, I know, at least 20, about 20 times. Each time, I see a different side of me.
Wow.
I see a different effect that my life had. You know, some of the decisions that I made, you know, and I realized why I was making them decisions.
Mm-hmm.
First, you know, the first thing that I was doing was I was making the decisions to be accepted.
Right.
Yeah. Because you said you were bullied.
Right.
Yeah.
To be accepted. And then I was like, oh, But coming back to you, Dr. Fronenberg, mm-hmm. is for a person to, I want you to picture this now. I want both of you all to picture this.
Okay.
For a person to, that's free, mm-hmm. free now,
yeah,
to give up his or her freedom mm-hmm. for somebody to tell them when to get up, mm-hmm. when to go to eat, when to lay down, when to go outside. Mm-hmm. They, something has to be mentally wrong.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Something has to, something ain't right. Something isn't clicking right. Because mm-hmm. once I got out and I went to the refrigerator, I said, I'll never get locked up again. Mm. Because it's just the little simple thing.
Simple thing.
Don't look at the big thing. Look at the simplest thing, mm-hmm. which was, for me, was going to the refrigerator.
When you wanted to.
When I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's stuff like that that makes me, that keeps me going right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, the what I went through, mm-hmm. I forgave the guys. I don't remember names, mm-hmm. but I forgave mm-hmm. them. And either one thing that I've learned is that you can either become what you went through
mm-hmm.
or you can overcome what you went through.
Wow.
Wow. You're listening to How You Living, a show about life with the Fronenbergs. We've got Dr. Nanette Fronenberg and, of course, myself, Keith Fronenberg. Man, we got a really true friend right here on the line. We've got Cleveland Finch, a.k.a. The Cleve. Cleve, you know, you're hitting on something that is so powerful.
Say that line again. You can either become.
You can either become what happened to you, or you could become an overcomer.
You can
but
overcome,
one
yes.
thing about it, you're going to make one of those two decisions.
That's right.
Either so, you become mm-hmm. whatever it is that you went through or going through, or you find a solution to become an overcomer.
Mm-hmm. 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 Wow. Mm-hmm.
So again, this is extremely important. If you know someone, you know, they might be, you know, in and out, similar to Cleveland, or better yet, you're trying to prevent them. I remember back in the 70s, there was a series called Scared Straight. We're talking today about life after life. What do you think? Scared Straight. What do you think?
That was just for TV.
That was just for TV. Say, Scared Straight is not the reality of living, of being in the prison.
Man, they used to bring Scared Straight to the prison band.
Uh-huh.
And I can look at, like, I'm a good person of choosing character.
Right, right. Mm.
And I looked at this guy, and I seen me, and I said, hey, man, if you don't get back on track, you're going to be here. You know, and you really just want to touch one. It might be 20 guys in there. You just want to touch one to change his life.
Mm-hmm.
But that Scared Straight thing, man, they don't push it enough. They never really, really... They just turn you to the roughest prison and let guys that's got life, 50, 60 years, ain't never getting out, holler at you and all that. Man, no. Mm. Sometimes, see, you have to understand, if a person acting out or on drugs, you have to get to the root of the root of the problem.
Why they were on drugs in the first place?
No.
Okay.
Even if they just getting in trouble, they ain't on no drugs. They just getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get to the root of the problem. It's just like when you sow a seed. See, you become a seed to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you plant it right, no matter what they're going through, if you plant it right, and when I say nourish it, that means follow up. Hey, how you doing? How you been doing? See, you're nourishing it now.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, you'll see a little leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after a while, you'll see a little leaf. And then you'll see another little leaf. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I never had nobody to pull in me like that. You know, my mom, you know, but a woman can't do but so much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I had brothers and stuff, but I was, you know, wanted to hang in the street. So I didn't want to listen to what Pop and my brothers and stuff wanted to tell me. I thought I was grown. I thought my friends had all the answers. and don't, and you know, I really didn't understand, but and now I do.
Let me ask you this question then. All right, so the last time you were out, okay, you were like, man, I've been in, out, you were determined, this is it, I ain't doing this again. what convinced you? You know, what was there a breaking point, a turning point in your life that says, look, I'm tired, I'm tired of this. And again, I know we trying to keep it straight and simple here.
Yeah.
PG, but man, look.
Hey, man. But what broke me was the day that I got the call that my mom had passed while I was locked up in prison.
Oh, wow.
And so no matter what I was doing when I went to jail, I said, please, I don't want my mom to die while I'm incarcerated. Mm-hmm. And old people back in the days to say, in order for something to live, something must die.
Right. Mm.
If you look at how the earth evolves, you know what I'm saying? Mm. When trees die and fall over, mm. something's going to live from that.
Yeah.
Another tree, it's going to make a home for something else, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it keeps generating, you know? And so mm-hmm. when I got that understanding and I was like, wow. So when I got out mm-hmm. and they dropped me off at Greensboro Urban Ministry mm-hmm. and it was during COVID.
Wow.
So that means I can't go in.
Mm.
And I was told at the front door that you got to go somewhere and what they call it? What they say that you had to do? Well, you stay away from around people.
Social distancing.
Yeah, and isolate or something like that. Yeah.
Right. So understand me, I had took a COVID test while I was locked up in prison, right before I got ready to go home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So my friend, after they dropped me off, I started walking.
Mm-hmm.
And because I couldn't get in, I said, man, I got to find some help. See, that's when last week, the last show, when I was telling you that I started chasing everything positive the same way I was chasing drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So my mind was set on, if I get to my friend, mm-hmm. which was working at the Urban Ministry then, but he was off, if I can get to him, I know I'm all right.
Yeah,
okay. But I got $45 in my pocket.
Wow.
In order for me to get to him, I got to go through all this drug-infested area.
Mm.
So I began to walk. Just my luck, it started raining cats and dogs.
Hmm.
Wow.
But I just kept walking. I kept walking. I walked from Urban Ministry all the way to Franklin, I think it's Frank, over there by National Guard Armory.
Yeah, Franklin Boulevard.
That's a long way.
Franklin Boulevard.
Yeah.
I walked in the rain. I stopped and stand up on a little shelter or something, and it'll slack up. And as soon as I get out there and go and take five steps, whoa, when it come down again, I said, I can't stop. Because if I stop and entertain that thought, it's over.
Wow.
So I just kept going, kept going, kept going, kept going. When I got to the railroad tracks right there by the National Guard Army where the bus is at mm-hmm. and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
here he comes over that railroad track and he sees me.
Wow.
And I said, man, I look, they told me I got to distance myself. He said, come on, I'm going to go get you a room.
Wow.
And, you know, it's just, if you determine, good things gonna start happening for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you just got to put your mind. But then I took the COVID. I'm in the COVID test, and I had COVID.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness!
So, you know, I was glad I was somewhere where I was glad that somebody was there. In other mm-hmm. words, when I gave you that name right then, Doctor, mm-hmm. and it said, help me to help you.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I was hollering. I was, by me determining to get to him,
yeah.
I was saying to myself, I was saying to, when I got to him, I was saying, when he seen me, he knew what I needed.
Yeah.
I was saying, help me to help you.
That's a story. That is a story, Cleve. I mean, I'm just thinking about just that walk that you took. That was a long walk. And you said it was raining cats and dogs.
Yeah, it was raining and it didn't stop raining for about 2 hours. It was just straight. And I could have gave up. I could have stopped and said, man, I ain't doing this. But I was just determined.
Yeah.
And that probably changed my life, and it really did. And I sent I sent your husband a picture last night.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if he told you, but you didn't tell her, did you?
Not yet.
Okay, so I'm gonna give it to her.
Uh-oh.
So you Doctor, have you ever heard of the Anthem Award?
I have not.
Well, the Anthem Award is an award they give to people. If you go on the site, like I told your husband, the first thing you're going to see is movie stars.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But somebody took my story, where the people uptown that did the filming of my story sent my story to New York City.
Oh, wow.
And I was in a category against Trevor Noah.
Oh, my goodness. Man, wow.
The comedian. Central,
yeah.
Yeah, the comedian.
Mm-hmm.
I beat him out for the gold.
What?
I'm the first person in North Carolina to ever win the Anthem Award.
But you've got a story, sir.
In 2024. Oh, and your husband got a picture of it. I sent him a picture of my trophy.
Oh, wow. Well, yes, I am definitely going to have. Wow.
Yeah.
The Anthem Award, year 24, and my story is up there.
Wow.
You know, when I think about it, though, that does not surprise me because, I mean, Cleve, listen at your story. Wow, I mean, you have gone through, you talked about being bullied at school, trying to impress people. This is what you were talking about on the other show. And then you started drugs because you trusted a friend, didn't really have that sound voice around you, you know, that really was directing you in a different way. And you went from there to prison, to being abused in prison, to prison 11 times. And now you're coming out with your mind made up, getting awards. This is not, it seems somebody would have to make up their mind to do well in this. And you have done that.
Wow.
You are absolutely that story that really is like, okay, for those people who are, you know, complaining about our little first world problems, it's like, okay, look, you know, go do what you got to do. For others who have, you know, problems who, you know, might be a little more serious, it might be similar to what you're talking about, dealing with abuse, dealing with substances, dealing with losses and grief, and coming out on the other side of that, you are just a testament to this can be done.
Yeah.
You just have to stick with it. It's consistency. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hearing you say with that walk in the rain. You were consistent. You said, I can't stop even for a second. Because if I stop for a second, it's going to be something else. Uh-huh.
Nobody knows you better than you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know what you're capable of. I mean, when you know, it's like when they people say, I didn't know he was capable of that.
Right.
He knew. He know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just like, when the Tom and Jerry cartoon where Tom be standing there and you see the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other shoulder.
Uh-huh. Got to make a decision.
You got to make a decision.
See, now, if you are interested, and again, I know we're at the end of the show today, y'all, but we really want you to listen, come back. You can go to the web, go to 90.1's website, WNAAFMHD.com. You can click on How You're Living. You can listen back to previous shows. I really want to encourage you to listen to part one. Of course, this is the part two. Life After Life, the Cleveland Finch story.
Mm-hmm.
Because what you have been saying in this, you know, these two shows is powerful, because it deals with our thoughts, the mind, and how do we get past that? I know, Cleve, we're going to have you back. You know, I'm so grateful to have this relationship with you. Mm-hmm. You got a wealth of knowledge. You got a wealth. Dr. Furnenberg, we got about a minute, maybe a minute and a half.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking back and listening in to Cleve and all that he shared,
mm-hmm.
what did you see that might help somebody else mm-hmm. live another life?
You know, what I heard him say was that, you know, back when he was doing substances, he wasn't just doing the substances just because he wanted to. He was a real person. He is a real person with real feelings, with real thoughts, with real issues, but not a bad person. Not a bad person. A great person. A great human being. So we've got to choose the way we are going to view people. You know, we got to check that judgment and recognize that people are people, even if the people are doing the wrong things, they're still people, and they have stories, and they have heart, and they have feelings, and they have stuff going on just like you do.
Right.
And they can flip some things around. They just might need some help. And it might take them more than one time to get it right. How many times did you make that New Year's resolution? You already broke it, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right.
All right. So we thank you all for joining us. We hope you have, we know you have learned something from Cleveland Finch. And we want you to join us again next time on How You Living, a show about life with the Funderburks. Take care, y'all.
That wraps up another edition of How You Livin' with the Funderburks. The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the professionals and the guests, and not of WNAA FMHD Radio or North Carolina A&T State University. As always, WNAA FM invites your feedback, so give us a call during normal business hours at 336-334-7936. This program was produced in the studios of 90.1 FM WNAA and is the sole property of WNAA FMHD and North Carolina A&T State University. No portion of this program may be aired, played, or reproduced without written permission from WNAA FMHD. Join us again next week for another edition of How You Livin' with the Funderburks on 90.1 FM WNAA.